That's Phoenix on Q Radio. And Luke from Stagecoach joins me on the phone. Big fan of that, aren't you, Luke?
We are, yes. They're a band that we've always been inspired by and keenly follow the career of, and enjoying the new record right now.
If they offered you a massive tour support, you'd be well in there, I guess. You wouldn't be saying no to that.
That would be one that, we'd be pretty ecstatic about. So, Phoenix, if you happen to be listening, we're here and available.
Hey, well, you never know. You've got your own tour sorted out, though, for the near future. It starts on Saturday night in Northampton, and taking in some quite impressive places. You know, you've got, say, the big names on there. You've got London, you've got Brighton, but also Leamington Spa and Aldershot.
Yes.
Are these places you've played before, or are they the places that you've always wanted to visit?
Aldershot is one we have done before. There's a great venue there called the West End Centre, run by a great guy called Barney, and it's not far from our hometown. So, he asked us to come along on tour. We're very happy to go back there. Leamington Spa, I can't say that we've ever visited before, but that was a fan that's offered to put us on and has put together a night which we'll be headlining, so we couldn't turn it down. It was a lovely offer.
So you're touring in support of the new album, which is your debut album, even though you guys have been together for 10 years now.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming. So we've released various singles and EPs over the years, but we never sort of stopped to take the time to write an album. We're just, you know, so busy touring and, you know, playing around the UK, and everyone in the band has jobs, so we only get to meet up really once a week. So last year we sort of made the decision that we had to stop touring, you know, take a year, do it properly, write songs that we're happy with, and get a full length out there, which, you know, was probably the plan when we started 10 years ago, and we never got around to it until now. But we're just very pleased that we finally got there and, you know, have an album that we can stand by in years to come and be proud of.
It's kind of that really tricky sort of time, isn't it, when you're in a band and you're trying to make it, but realistically you have to have a job unless you've got sort of there's all these bands that have like wealthy parents that can just ditch their jobs and just spend 3 years sort of writing and then touring and doing what they want. But in the real world, you know, I've been in bands before and I've had to sort of, you know, work every weekend just so I can go out on the week and be on tour. So do you feel like you're in that transitional period now? Do you feel like you're close to being able to say, tell you what, if this album goes well, we can ditch our jobs and just go all out and see where you can get?
I don't know. I mean, that is the dream, really, to make it a full-time job. But, you know, like you say, a lot of bands around the world, you know, are just doing it in their part-time because they love it. You know, we've been doing it almost 10 years now. And, you know, we wouldn't still exist if it wasn't done out of love. And we're under no illusions about it becoming a career now. It's, you know, we just do it purely because we enjoy it so much.
The lead single from this album then is called Work, Work, Work. And it's a brilliant track, but there's also a brilliant video. I want to ask the story behind it, but for those of you who haven't seen it yet, I will be tweeting it from at Q Radio UK on Twitter, beyond the Facebook page as well. And it features a man that I know called Jack, who is the label manager at Alcopop, which is your record label. And, well, he's a character, isn't he?
Yeah, Jack is a massive, larger-than-life character. He looks kind of like a Viking warrior. So the concept for the video was, you know, following Jack on a night out. He goes to a Stagecoach show, and even though there's nobody there, he sort of conjures almost people up out of his enthusiasm, and by the end of the song there's a massive crowd of people going crazy. And I think being around Jack, he is that infectious big character, and you can see it in the video. You know, we try and tell that story. It's something that you'll see if you go to any show that he's putting on, or, you know, maybe a Stagecoach show. You'll see him at the front just enjoying it, you know, more than anybody. And yeah, it's just infectious.
I can guarantee that he is exactly how he is in the video as well. In the brief encounter I've had with him in the past, it's exactly how it's portrayed in the video. And it ends quite nicely with him, what looks like continuing his night with a Jaeger bomb, which I think is brilliant.
Yeah, it's definitely his drink of choice. I'd like to say he's method acting in that video with all the Jaeger bombs, but that wasn't even in the script. We didn't have to prompt him. He arrived on set and said, you know, line up some Jaeger bombs, let's do this. So he really lived it.
It could almost be CCTV of someone following Jack on an actual night out. So it's a brilliant concept.
Absolutely.
So in terms of the tour, you've got the album launch, which is at Birthdays in London. And am I right in thinking this is a free gig?
Yep, it's a free entry show with a lineup we put together ourselves of new bands from London and surrounding areas we like. So there's Joanna Gruesome, Tyrannosaurus Dead, and Harry Johns. So we're very excited about seeing all of those.
I wonder how Harry... Is it Harry Johns, did you say?
Yeah.
I wonder how Harry Johns feels playing on a bill with names such as Joanna Gruesome, Tyrannosaurus Dead. I bet he's got sort of name envy there.
Yeah. Sounds pretty dull, really, in comparison, but...
But I'm sure he's great. I'm not saying anything about his music. And then also, you've got dates in Oxford, Cardiff, Leeds, Brighton, all over the shop, really. And then another one that stands out to me, Rough Trade West in London, which I presume is going to be unplugged, because Rough Trade West, if you've ever been there, is the smallest record shop in the world.
Yes, it's a very small shop. So they said, you know, we won't be playing for a PA. We're going to play in the middle of the shop floor with our guitar and mandolin and do it fully, unplugged, which you don't see many bands do these days. A lot of people like to hide behind a lot of effects pedals and big speakers, and we'll just be playing it completely naked. So come down, it's free. It's on the 18th of May, and we are playing in the shop at 4:30, I believe.
Well, best of luck with the tour. It all sounds fantastic. The album is called Say Hi to the Band. Obviously, Work, Work, Work was the single that came out just before, which you heard at the beginning of the show. And this new one is called Action. Luke, thanks for joining me. This is Stagecoach on Q Radio. It's a new single, Action.
Cheers.